right, wrapping up the show there. That is an act billing itself as King Truman and their song Like a Gun. And, of course, came out on Acid Jazz in 1988. But King Truman was not actually a band. It was actually the Style Council. And I guess, I don't know, what, maybe they were planning on ending the band anyway. But, of course, lawsuits immediately started flying. And that was kind of the end of everything for that band. But anyway, so there you have it. Like a Gun, King Truman. For that, the Pointer Sisters, See How the Love Goes. And that was from the So Excited album from 82. And they wanted to, the sisters wanted to put it out, but the record label didn't, they said, oh, what's the song about? They're like, well, it's about a woman considering an affair with her best friend's boyfriend. And they're like, well, that's not what you're about. And, you know, they lost that battle, but it did end up on the album at least, but it was not released as a single. Alison Moyet before that, For You Only, scrapped in favor of That Old Devil Called Love. And Alison didn't want any more singles from the ALF album, although she eventually lost that. The next year, there was, including a U.S. release, there was a remixed version. And but if you see it streaming, it does say a different version. So, you know, you can distinguish between the two versions. Pet Shop Boys, It Always Comes as a Surprise, was a promo single in Brazil. But same thing, whatever, that a bilingual album was so huge, they were just like, all right, that's enough singles from that, even though the record company wanted to put that excellent song out. We started off with The Roots featuring the late, great D'Angelo and Break You Off, a song he was undecided about releasing. So they said, well, we're putting it out with or without you. So they got Soul Child to put the new vocal on it, and that was it. So that's going to do it here on the show. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks again to everyone who came out to Rutt's Hut. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jim Price is next, and as you heard, he is pumped up. He's going to have... be joined by station manager Ken for a tour of the Terminal Room here at WFMU. So those four words you've been waiting for all day, Jim Price is next.
All right, so as Joe said, I'm in the Terminal Room. It's called the Terminal Room. I'm here with station manager Ken. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so the Terminal Room, what the heck is it really now?
This is where all the signals that make up WFMU pass through.
There's wires, pipes and everything. And
yeah, internet, audio, security, telephone, everything.
Very impressive. Now, I see something here. It's big, big barrel, like a big oil drum. And it's got a sign up. It says, hot. Caution, and then it's called the memory barrel. What is that?
That's the memory vat. That's where we keep all the archives of WFMU going back to the year 2000.
Wow. It's a barrel. Is it like liquid or gas of some sort?
Yes, it's hot petroleum.
If I snuck in here, I took this small plate, there's four screws, took it off, and I shouted in there something like Tomahawk. Would that do anything to the archives?
It might. I wouldn't recommend removing the top at all because it's kind of bubbling under there and something really hot might splash on you.
All right. That's Scott's engineer, Ben. Now, he's probably telling me I'm about out of time, so I'd like to just tie this into the Hellraiser because folks probably don't realize it's a lot of money in this equipment, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. This room uses a ton of electricity. And oil, hot oil.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the tour. I'm going to send it upstairs to Scott. Scott, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. Divine.